bite of snakes and scorpions. The topic of the hour here at Rosie on the House, as well as anything you'd like to talk about concerning your house, home, castle, or cabin. Call us at 1-888-767-4348. Scorpions. I got some more tactics for them. But stepping down the line, what's the next most hated insect in Arizona? Black widows.
Can I throw in brown recluse too as well?
Well, they're so rare. Mm-hmm. They're worse than a black widow sting, but they're so rare. Mm-hmm. I think a black widow poses a bigger threat.
And they're all, for whatever reason, stay low to the ground. So they're always around your feet and ankles. And there was
underneath the patio chair.
Yeah.
Underneath the grandchildren's toys stacked up on the back patio.
I had a sheet of plywood leaning up on the side of my garage when I was building. And, I mean, every week I would pull that up and there'd be a half dozen black widows in between the sheet of plywood and the block wall that had their nest, and just took the plumbing torch and cleaned it out.
Fire. That works. That anytime I have to crawl under a house, I take a propane torch with me, and I burn all the webs down in front of me as I move underneath all the rafters. But black widows have a very, very distinctive web. They're different than any other spider web. So you don't have to see the black widow to know you're dealing with them. I've never been stung by a black widow either. I don't know anybody that has. I do know one person that got hit by what they suspected was a brown recluse, and it was a pretty nasty sting that took months to get over. But I don't know how bad a black widow bite is. I've just heard that you don't want to get hit by them. And you certainly don't want your grandchildren or your kids getting hit by them. So it's really a broom does as much for black widows as anything. Because once the web's identified, it's very easy to twirl it up in a nice broom. And as you're twirling it up, invariably the spider will show itself. And that's its last mistake.
I was on the phone, but you know those. So you may have already said this, but those webs are kind of a non-web. They're just kind of like this mishmash of. You just think it's a cobweb, like, oh, this is a buildup of dust, but it's actually harboring some little critter. I put a picture on Facebook if you haven't seen that before, what it looks like.
And if you've lived in Arizona, you've seen a black widow web. Take a look at our web. Take a look at our Facebook. To learn what they look like, because they are very, very unique. They are not that geometric piece of art made by a lot of other spiders. It's more like this catch-all blanket that just kind of throws over everything.
I'm hungry. I'm just going to put something up and catch
that. That's the black widows.
Well, I spoke to the guys at Blue Sky, and they were saying Arizona's one of the top black widow spider hangouts. I mean, we have our share.
Well, we do. I wouldn't argue with that at all. I think they're extremely common.
And the other thing is they can the babies put on like a little thread and then they fly like a little kite. You know, they kind of float through the air. So if your neighbor has them, you might end up having them.
That's their transportation.
To be a good neighbor, you should take care of the critters at your house so they're not going to your neighbor's house. Not shooing them to your neighbor's house to deal with, but dealing with them. So you're not sharing it.
There you go. So scorpions, black widows, and crickets. And I'm going to share with y'all in the next segment a four-pronged attack that will virtually eliminate pests from your home, particularly annoying, hazardous ones like scorpions and black widows. Jennifer and I have lived in our home for over 30 years. Never saw a scorpion till 25 years ago. And then we went through a series of months where we were killing several every month. So we established a four-prong attack. And we've only seen one scorpion on the property since then. I'll share that four-pronged attack with you when we get back in the next break, in the next segment.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. When the auto attendant comes on, just hit 1 or 0 to bypass the message, and that'll ring straight into the studio. Text is 411-923 during the broadcast, or email info@rosieonthehouse.com. And, you know, the basic thing with all of this comes back to the same thing. You know, the cleaner and tidier you keep your property and your home, the less places they have to build a habitat. And if you're doing projects around your home, especially your water heater, that's a great area. Sometimes you can have a little tiny water slow drip leak you don't even know about, you know, behind the water heater, down close to the floor. You're crawling in, doing work underneath your kitchen cabinets. You know, it's something I'm horrible about remembering to do, but it does just take that 10 extra seconds to do a visual inspection looking for those bugs before you place your hand somewhere that they're hiding and just waiting to take a little bite out of you.